the Spirit, God raised him to life. And then he ascended into heaven. So chapter 1 says that he was the firstborn of creation, but he was also the firstborn from the dead. And then Paul writes the letter and he says, I just want to tell you to become more like Jesus. A bit like I have, and I've been on my own journey. And although I'm suffering, I've kind of gone on my own Jesus journey, which has taken me down to dark places where it's been really hard. But I'm looking forward to the day when Jesus is going to raise me with him. And in fact, he says, really, your mom's dropping. It's quite hard work, isn't it? He said, what I want you to do is I want you to be like this. I want you to come and join me in the death of Christ. Anybody say that in their little group? How can I be like Jesus? I want to die like Jesus. That's what Paul is asking us to do, to give up our lives. And then to die and to be buried with him. And then to be raised with him, standing in the starship, like a star. Like a star. Fantastic. And this is the story of Colossians. Everyone say Colossians. From a guy called Paul. Everyone say Paul. Who was a bit of a baldy. Yeah. Don't know why I did that, really. So the story of Jesus is this story of, though he had everything, he gave up everything and he became poor. And why did he do this? Why did he do this? Why did he do this? And why did he do that? Yeah, what do you think? He did it for us so that he could take away our sins, so that we could put on him all of our rubbish, so that he could bury the rubbish in there, and so that we could have his amazing brand new life. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? Anyone feel a bit like this? A bit rubbish at the moment? Well, wouldn't it be great to have somewhere to put our rubbish and then have it buried up in the ground so that we could have a completely brand new life? And what drove him? What was the energy that made him want to do that? And then there is a word that we often put our hands on our hearts. Do you remember the word? What's the energy that made him do this move?
Love.
What's the energy?
Love.
Yeah, Chris. Jessica.
Love.
You're so full of love, Jessica, aren't you? Yeah. And so is Jesus. And that's exactly what drove this. It was for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So that we could, and this is what we were told to put off your old life and put on a new plan. So we bring that Jesus. Next year, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have any light for anywhere in my. So he did it so that we could become putting on our hearts, new hearts of compassion. And so that was what the pages 2 and 3 are all about in Colossians, in the letter that he wrote. He said, would you put on your old, take off your old life, but take off all that rubbish and have it buried with, you've been buried. If you're in Christ, you've been buried with Christ. Isn't that great? And then you haven't just been buried with Christ. Bit more reluctant, I think. Yeah. You've been raised with Christ. So live like you're a star. You've been raised with Christ. Put on compassion. Give away your life so that you can look like the same God who gave away his life for you. And then he finishes. Thank you very much. Relax for a minute. Because he finishes with these two things. And he says, before I go, I just want to say thank you to a whole load of friends, just as we have done this week. Nick and Joe, just the team, what an amazing. Should I say thank you to them? Should I say thank you? So, Paul says thank you to all his friends. He says, but two things. You want to know about?
Yeah.
You're harder work than they are, I tell you. He says, be devoted to prayer. And he says, speak well. Where are you lot going? Be devoted to prayer and speak well with one another. Isn't that interesting? That where it ends up, this whole story of going down and then back up again, it comes out in our language, it comes out in our words, and we have an internal way of expressing ourselves. This love that is going to drive us is going to force us into prayer. Be devoted in prayer and let your conversations be salted with God. Is that good? Brothers and sisters, as we leave Holiday Club and go to our lives, let's follow the route of Jesus, which is always goes down. And let's enjoy the fact that he buries our sin. But let's keep going down and being humble. And then let's rise and remember that we are risen with Christ and we are full of his glory and his presence. But let's be devoted in prayer. And let our conversation, our words, be salted with God. So should we do that together? Why don't we pray? How do you pray? Do you pray sitting down, kneeling down? Do you sometimes stand? What we're going to do is sitting down today, we're going to close our eyes. Just to be still. Thank you. You can sit down, Francis. Lord Jesus, as we look at you, we discover that there is an incredible force in the world called love. A love that would give up everything for us. A desire so strong that it gives itself away to us. And so we pray that we would have some of your love in us. Some of your love towards you, that we might be devoted to you, but also love towards others. And that when we speak to them, that they might know that we love them. Would you help us to do it today and tomorrow? When we're at school or college or work, whether at home, wherever we are, would you help us to love you and to love others? We pray. Amen.